We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive. And joining us in studio, the quarterback who just arrived about 3 or 4 days ago, quarterback Matt Flynn. Thanks very much for coming by, Matt. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is your head spinning? You just signed the other day. You've been in meetings and practice, first day of practice today. Is your head still spinning?
Not too bad. A little bit this morning, you know, just jumping into it because, you know, you go straight into install and you're talking about all this stuff and trying to slow down and really kind of write down everything he's saying. But, you know, at this point of the season, they're going fast and everything like that. So, you know, you just got to take a minute and collect your thoughts and just get back to what you're learning. But it's going good.
I was thinking it must be almost like trying to hop a train when it's moving down the tracks, right?
Right. It's not the same thing as, you know, coming in an off season or something. Right. And, you know, they start from square one and kind of walk you through it. Right now it's, you know, jumping in there full speed, feet first. So it's challenging, but, you know, it's basically, you know, similar system of run. It's just a different way to call it. So it's learning the terminology, forgetting your past terminology, because, you know, that kind of screws you up a little bit.
You got in here on Monday, and I'm obviously met with Nathaniel Hackett and the offensive coaches. And even though they're trying to get you up to speed, they're also Monday and Tuesday are big game plan days for them, right?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get a whole lot of, you know, one-on-one time with Coach Hackett or anything, just because, you know, those are huge game plan days. You know, I understood that coming in. It's you know, they gave me the install, gave me the offense, and, you know, been kind of studying it the best I can by myself. And but really, today was probably the biggest learning that I had, just hearing plays called on the field and actually getting to see it instead of just looking at a piece of paper. So I picked up more, you know, just today sitting there and watching than I have the past couple of days. So.
Were you able to get any snaps in practice today at all?
No, not today. I just kind of sat back and watched, and, you know, I went out to practice today and, you know, didn't even really know how they call the play in the huddle or the snap count or anything. So, you know, it was good to go out there and see it. So, no snaps today. And that's kind of the idea right now, is just kind of watch and kind of take it in for the first day or so.
You mentioned how the terminology is something you have to learn. How about the no huddle pace? Is that something you're comfortable with? You've worked in that in the past?
I've worked no huddle. I wouldn't say this type of no huddle. This type of no huddle is a lot less verbiage than before. Kind of no huddle I've been in the past is kind of, you know, hurry up and then wait a little bit, and you're calling everything out. It's just a little bit different. But, you know, I like the thought process behind what we're doing here.
Talking with quarterback Matt Flynn, just signed to the Buffalo roster a couple of days ago. 4 years with Green Bay, backing up Aaron Rodgers. What did you learn from that experience, Matt? What did you learn from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, that was, you know, that was a crucial experience for me as a quarterback. You know, I grew so much in that first 4 years as a quarterback, just sitting, watching, spending 8-9 hours a day with Aaron. You know, because we, you know, for 4 years we only had two quarterbacks on the roster, so we spent a lot of time with each other. We, you know, worked with each other and just kind of had a good mesh. So I would sit back, watch him, watch his footwork, watch everything. You know, learn from some great offensive coaches and quarterback coaches. So it's just my progression. You know, I grew so much as a quarterback. Each year I felt like I was better, more prepared, and a different quarterback than I was the year before.
When you talk about learning from offensive coaches, I think of Mike McCarthy, who does a pretty good job with the quarterbacks, all the quarterbacks he's had, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach McCarthy, Joe Philbin, and our quarterback coach Tom Clements, you know, all had a you know, to me, a very important part in my growth.
When you had Coach Philbin, and of course he's coaching the Dolphins now, head coach of the Dolphins, did you think he had what it would take to be an NFL head coach when you had him in Green Bay?
Absolutely. You know, I think very highly of Coach Philbin. Always had a good relationship with him in Green Bay, and you know, I think we all knew that he was a very, very smart coach, very intelligent, had good command of our offense when, you know, when speaking to them, and everybody, you know, liked him and respected him. So, you know, when I heard that he was, you know, up for some head coaching jobs, you know, I felt pretty confident that he would do a nice job.
You meant while you were in Green Bay, you got a chance to start a few games, including in your third year in 2010, December, you got your first start against the Patriots and threw three touchdown passes. Things went pretty well on your first NFL start. Huh?
Yeah, that was a good experience. You know, I've always been a very self-confident person. But to go out there and actually be able to put it on the field, put it, you know, it was a Sunday night game under the lights and in New England in December, cold weather. It was a big, and that was the year we made the Super Bowl run and, yep. and won it. And so that was a very important game for us. You know, we ended up losing it at the end. But, you know, for me and for my teammates around me, I think everybody else, you know, had confidence in me and knew I could, you know, go in there and step in and get the job done.
And then it was a while before you got your next start. Was that tough after getting that taste of being the man to kind of, even though it's Aaron Rodgers, to right. to sit behind him for another year or so?
You know, everybody in this league wants to play, yeah. you know, obviously. But it knowing that it is Aaron Rodgers, the best guy, to me, the best guy in the game. I wasn't sitting back there, you know, thinking to myself, man, I should be playing right now. It yeah. was, you know, I took it as, you know, I still have a lot of things to improve on, and I'm going to sit back and learn. This is an opportunity that not many people get as quarterbacks, to sit back and learn, not have to be, you know, thrown into the fire unprepared. And I was just trying to be a sponge every day.
That's the chance that Aaron Rodgers got. I mean, it worked pretty well for him. He had to sit behind yeah. Favre for a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, to me, that's, in my opinion, that's the best way to go, to sit back and learn and, you know, not get, you know, throw into the lions then too soon.
The next time you started, obviously the finale in 2011 mm-hmm. season against Detroit, 480 yards, 6 touchdown passes. The timing could not have been better for you at that point.
Yeah,
right?
I think the stars were aligned pretty well. You know, that year it was we were 13-0 going into Kansas City, and then we ended up getting beat. And you know, we are all chasing that 16-0. You know, but if we didn't lose to Kansas City, I would have never started, you know, that last game, because we'd already locked up the number one seed. And that last game of the season, they decided to rest Aaron and play me, and that just so happened to be my, you know, last game on my fourth year of my time in Green Bay. So it was just one of those games where, you know, we both offenses were playing great, and it just felt like everything was clicking, and you were in the zone. You could see the entire field. Everything was slowed down. You could see just every open person out there. And
was that at Lambeau or in Detroit?
It was at Lambeau last game. I think it was January 1st. Yeah, it was, yeah. You know, we go out there before the game, warm it up, and we're like, oh, man, of course. I get one start, and it's 15 degrees and 25-mile-an-hour wind. And yeah. for some reason, it was like that during the game. For some reason, both offenses, we just had it rolling. I don't know.
After that game, after 4 years in Green Bay, were you ready to move on? Were you ready to kind of, you know, plant your own flag with an NFL team?
Yeah, absolutely. I was very confident in myself, and you know, had aspirations to be a starter, be a leader of a team, a leader of men, and you know, have a chance to go out there and be that guy. And I got a chance. I got two chances, and for whatever reason, they just didn't work out. It wasn't the right mesh. It wasn't the right timing. It wasn't the right opportunity. And but, you know, I still have dreams of that, but, you know, also understand this business too. So it's one thing that I've never lost confidence in myself. I believe I can still go out there and do the job and do it very well. So just something you keep working, and things work out, they work out. But it's you go out there and do the best you can and control what you can control. And that, you know, if you do that, you can sleep well at night.
Was there pressure that accompanied the contract in Seattle and making that move to Seattle? Did you feel like, I got to live up to this deal?
No, I didn't feel any pressure, really. Just went out there and played. I mean, I went there knowing that it was going to be a competition. They never ever once told me that they were going to give me the keys to the car or anything. I knew it was going to be competition, and, you know, I went out there and played the best I could and prepared the best that I could. You know, had a little bit of an injury in that preseason, which didn't help anything. But, you know, guy came in, Russell Wilson came in, played great, took advantage of his opportunity. They gave him the chance, and he didn't let it go. And obviously, he had a great year, and he's a great player.
What's that like when you see that happen? When almost, I mean, I guess through no fault of your own, you see somebody else excel, and mm-hmm. you're like, that guy's playing well, and he's taking the job that I wanted. How does that feel? What is that like?
You know, that's a good question. It's definitely frustrating, because yeah. that's the job you want. I went in there with the mindset, you know, to me, my mindset is, this is my job. It's my job. I have to play like it's my job, play with that confidence, play with that swagger, take command. And then when you have the mindset like that, then it gets taken away from you. You know, obviously it's hard to take and disappointing, but at the end of the day, you know, you have a job to do. and you got to go out there and do the job the best you can. You got to prepare. You got to be ready, because you never know when, you know, when you're going to go in. You could have to go in the middle of the game on third and long and down by five or whatever it is. You always have to be ready. You owe that to yourself. It's your job. You owe it to your teammates.
Hey, Matt, we know the game is physically taxing. I mean, the injury lists come out every day during the week, and we talk about injuries all the time. Do we outsiders underestimate the mental toll that it would take? And I think about what you went through in Seattle, the situation you talked about, getting released by Oakland a couple weeks ago, you know, flying out here on a Sunday night to try to, you know, stick on the Buffalo Bills roster. It's got to be hard mentally to kind of stay upbeat, to stay confident, to perform at your best when you're kind of, you know, buffeted by all this stuff going on.
You know, it is. You know, mentally, I to me, this game's, you know, 90% mental. Whether it's mentally focused, whether it's mentally tough, being prepared, being upbeat, being knowing your playbook, being smart, everything. You know, most of it's, you know, between the ears. And it's not easy. That's why not everybody, you know, can do it. Not everybody can make changes. Not everybody can learn systems and things like that. So it's definitely tough, but you know, you have to sit back and kind of look in the mirror and know that if I control what I can control, don't try to control what other people are thinking. Don't kind of try to control or get down about what other people are thinking and what other people are doing, and you'll be just fine. I'm trying to, you know, go out there and be the best that I can. I know that I have to stay confident no matter what happens, because this is a position that if you play it with no confidence, then you're not going to have a lot of success.
Last question for you. What can you bring to this Buffalo Bills team this week and maybe into the future? What do you think you can help with here?
Well, I have, you know, I just have a lot of experience, in the game. I've seen been in a lot of great offenses and know the game, you know. I feel like I know the game pretty well. I'm going to try to pick up the offense as best I can. You know, to me, I feel like I'm physically capable of, you know, making all the throws and making all the reads and just, you know, being a good quarterback. So that's just something I'm going to live with and keep grinding every day.
Best of luck to you. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate it.
Quarterback Matt Flynn of the Buffalo Bills, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.